all of this has the overreaching goal of trying to maximize our capacity here so that we can safely take care of as many kids as we possibly can and avoid a situation where we have to send children hundreds of miles away. Because even now we're getting requests from the Chicago area, Wisconsin, requests to send kids to us because they're out of beds. So, you know, in the last 3 weeks, we've gotten so many calls, and some of them we can answer and some of them we cannot. Some of them we have to say, I'm sorry, we don't have the capacity to accept them.
How are you feeling and how is your staff feeling? Because I know that when I interviewed nurses during COVID, it was just so challenging. So I was just wondering, is your staff feeling burnout? You know, how are you trying to address that?
You know, it's a give and a take. You know, in COVID, a lot of the really the hardest parts of COVID were the stories where medical staff were dealing a lot with death and very significant morbidity and mortality from the coronavirus and its you know, after effects in patients. And it really sucks to watch a kid be sick, but man, one of the greatest things about being a pediatrician is kids just get better. They don't know how to be sick. If you give them the right support and love, kids just heal and don't look back. That's not to say we don't get burned out, and it's not to say we don't get tired. Even when I have a day off, I'm usually here. And that's partly to support my team members over in the hospital and make sure everybody's doing all right. And, you know, we check on each other. We have really fantastic nurse leadership here. You know, I talked about that designated overflow unit, and it's hard to come to work and be on peds, but then get floated to a different unit where it's not peds, because it doesn't matter if you're only taking care of kids. It still feels different, less fun. So the nurse leaders divided our whole staff into four groups, and they are given each of them are given names of a house at Hogwarts. And points are given and taken away, just like at Hogwarts. So, you know, on any given shift, Hufflepuff gets floated to the overflow, or Gryffindor gets floated over to the overflow. And so that takes something that's just not so much fun and gives it a feel of whimsy and pediatric magic